Country Pop FM. When life gives you lemons, you listen to the Bob Almanac. And here we go. It's a Wednesday edition, middle of the week, middle of the month, too. July 15th, of it being a 31-day month. Once we surpass today, it's all downhill for July. Neil, are you ready for July to end?
Well, yeah, I guess so. Let's move it along a little
bit.
It's
flying by.
Yeah, it is.
197 days into 2020. We have 169 left to go. Our patent of the day today is margarine. Margarine is our patent of the day today, so I remind you of this.
Oh, come on. That's a stick of my sweet creamy butter.
That's chiffon stick margarine.
Chiffon stick margarine?
Right, chiffon fooled you.
It's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
It really isn't. Mother Nature can get back at you.
But it's not.
I love it.
So a guy by the name of Hippolyte Mega Moraes from the French Navy, well, he fooled with Mother Nature. And he created a butter substitute that would be more apt for the French Navy to have out on their ships and keep better than butter. Margarine. Oleo margarine. Oleo. Oleo. You're a big oleo margarine guy.
You know, my dad, rest in peace, he only used Ole. And
that's what he called it.
Yeah, bring out the Ole.
Now, was he a parquet guy or was it chiffon?
He, you know,
we were
country crock for a long time. Country crock.
You know, and butter is still my preferred item when it comes to, you know, actually spreading it on a biscuit or a bun or on a piece of bread or whatever. Toast, of course.
Yes.
But for cooking, margarine does a pretty nice job.
Yeah, that's probably true.
I think. But margarine, this state, that's our patent of the day. 1902, 3M was founded. Minnesota Mining and Manufacturing. They started as a little mining outfit in Two Harbors, and look where they're at now.
Pretty good.
They've done a lot, and, you know, they're well known for Scotch tape and the Scotch brand, but really, once the mining thing kind of fell out of favor, they got into sandpaper. That's kind of where they made their deal, and they still make some pretty good sandpaper.
Oh,
what's your favorite grit?
Sandpaper. I like
a medium grit?
Yes, like 40, 50 grit.
Very good for exfoliating, too. And, of course, they're big in the news now with those N95 masks that have become a big part of our fight against COVID-19 as we mask up.
Yep.
So that was 1902. 1912, you've heard of Jim Thorpe, American athlete. He was in the Olympics on this date in 1912. He placed in the top four in all 10 events. In the decathlon. I'm gonna turn Melissa's mic down because I'm getting an echo. Can you hear that? Echo, echo.
I can hear that a little
bit. Her mic was still turned on, so that was annoying me there a little bit. Mm-hmm. But that's not the only annoying thing that you'll hear today on the Bob Almanac. So Jim Thorpe placed in the top 10 in all 10 events. He won the decathlon gold medal at the Stockholm Olympics. Of course, the King of Sweden and claimed the man the greatest athlete he's ever seen.
Wasn't he voted like the greatest athlete of the half century or something?
Well, his medal was stripped, though. Remember, his gold medals were stripped because they found out that prior to the Olympics, he had played some professional baseball.
That's right.
They were reinstated, though, in 1982, rightfully so. We realized that we had made a mistake.
Yep.
1922, this date, finally, the duck-billed platypus made its arrival and its first appearance in America, direct from Australia. The dream was that every household, every backyard would have at least one duck-billed platypus. It never happened, though.
Well, it never came to fruition. That has not yet.
But the first ever duck-billed platypus showed up at the Bronx Zoo, in fact, in New York City, this date, 1922. 1940.
Robert Wadlow of Chicago, who at the ripe old age of 17 stands 8 feet 4 inches in his socks and incidentally seems to be quite beyond the reach of young women.
Wow.
He was quite the man with the ladies, though. He had several ladies that he was courting. He was the beau and the gentleman caller of many ladies. There was a lot of him to go around because he was 8'4". He eventually grew to be 8'10" 1/10". But because of his condition, glandular, he died on this date at the age of 22. So he had a very short life.
Wow.
Short, but long, you know, tall, short. It was, and if you ever... The Guinness Book of World Records, his photo was in there. One of those books, the most sought-after book in our school library was the Guinness Book of World Records. Yes. We had to see it.
For sure.
He had the fattest man, and then next to him was the tallest man, and Robert Wadlaw, can still see him in his spectacles.
Yep.
He died at 22. When he was 22, he looked like he was 80.
I was going to say.
Some of the later pictures of him in the Guinness Book of World Records, he looked like he was in his 70s.
Yes.
So that was this date, 1940 and 65. Did we see any little green men? That's the question.
The historic first close-up of another planet. Light and dark markings can be seen on Mars. Its surface is separated from the black of outer space beyond by the curving line of the planet's edge called the limb.
The Mariner 4 spacecraft sent back to Earth the first close-up pictures of the planet Mars. There was the report on that very incident. Real audio here on the Bob Almanac.
That's pretty impressive.
So in 65, how many people you think were thinking that the first picture we would find life on Mars? There had to be a, you know,
oh,
we were
sure.
still
they
pretty
were...
new to the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, you had the Roswell incident that had happened prior to that. There were some people that probably thought they might see little green men or big green men. Or
we're still waiting for those green men.
The Martian Manhunter, John Jones. You know who I'm talking about there. That's DC. You're a big DC guy.
I am.
DC Comics. So that was in 65 and 68. Finally, we could go to Leningrad because commercial air travel began between the U.S. and the former Soviet Union. It was the current Soviet Union then. It was Soviet Union in 68. Now we call it the former Soviet Union. 1969, Rod Carew stole his seventh base of the season, and that tied a record.
Seventh time he stole home.
Yes.
Right.
Seventh steal of home, that is a record. Now, Rod Carew, he has quite the story.
Well, yeah, he does.
Tell me about Rod Carew.
Well, he, you know, came up with the Twins in 67, and he and Tony Oliva would become best friends and roommates, both from the, you know, Cuba and the Dominican Republic, and then he would win seven batting titles.
Right.
Not too bad. Flirted with 400 in 1977. He was our guy.
So Rod Carew came from Panama, and he was in an abusive home. His father was very abusive to him, and that was early in his life. Then he gets to Major League Baseball, becomes a Hall of Famer, and then a few years ago, he needs a heart and a kidney transplant, and he got it.
And what and his daughter that, didn't she passed away from... some disease, right?
Right, yeah. He lost his daughter.
Yeah.
But he got his heart and his lung from a football player.
Yes.
Some football player somewhere that was that died young, and that's where Rod Carew. It's an amazing story. The heart of 29.
Yeah.
Rod Carew.
What a guy.
1969.
So
he made it.
Guys.
So seventh steal of home on July 15th, but that would be his last one. He'd only steal seven that year. It's like, oh, I got seven now. Possible that the situation didn't warrant, though.
Yeah, everybody started pitching from the stretch with him on third.
Makes sense.
You know,
here's Dick Nixon.
President Nixon has accepted the invitation with pleasure. The meeting between the leaders of China and the United States is to seek the normalization of relations between the two countries.
And that's what they did. How are our relations with China right now, Neil?
A little more strained,
I would say. And Richard Nixon talking about himself in the third person, that's never a bad thing.
Right.
We like to hear that. Mm-hmm. 1986, this was the date that Columbia dropped Johnny Cash.
Oh. It did hurt. There was a good relationship I had with Columbia. I had some good friends there, some good people that did a lot for me. And
He was not very happy at all with Columbia. And a lot of fans weren't either. After 28 years, Johnny Cash out of Columbia.
He made a lot of money for Columbia.
We basically built the Columbia-Nashville division, Neil.
Right.
1988 at a big screen near you.
They have already killed one hostage.
This channel is reserved for emergency calls only.
Lady, do I sound like I'm born to pieces?
One of the greatest Christmas movies of all time. It's right up there with, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer specials and, of course, Miracle on 34th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Die Hard, 1988, premiered and debuted. 1994, Hulk Hogan in the news.
I'm the last great American hero since John Wayne died. Forget the baseball players. Forget the football players. Hulkamania is what tears Madison Square Garden and every major arena down around the country.
But of course, he was saying his prayers, taking his vitamins, hanging and banging, but also taking steroids, as Hulk Hogan admitted under oath in New York in a courtroom that he had taken steroids from 1976 through 1989. That was basically his career until he moved on to the WCW and became Hollywood Hulk Hogan. And you could tell that he had stopped taking the steroids because he became much slimmer.
Right.
But he wanted to get big, as everybody was doing it pretty much, it sounds like, during that era of professional wrestling. 1997 in the news.
Hello, welcome back. These are pictures from Miami, where the fashion designer Gianni Versace has been shot dead outside his villa on the Ocean Drive. These are the scenes where police are now carrying out a huge operation to try to find out...
Gianni Versace shot to death by Andrew Cunanan, and there was a connection here to Minnesota because Cunanan had been in Minneapolis.
Right.
He murdered somebody here and took that body and dumped it outside of Rush Lake in Rush City in my area of the state where I was at the time. So there's all this thing. There's a manhunt going on, and they finally tracked him down. Cunanan eventually took his own life. I think it was on a boat or near a boat somewhere in Florida. So Versace, this date, dead, 1997. 2005, this movie in theaters.
In the art of crashing weddings.
Sanjay Collins.
Chuck Vindaloo.
Seamus O'Toole.
Bobby O'Shea.
And we're going to get drunk.
John and Jeremy are the masters.
You know, they say we wedding crashers. Of our brains.
I think we only use 10% of our hearts.
Wedding Crashers. It's 15 years old. Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
What a great movie.
Yeah. It's on this date, 2006. Twitter was launched. So Twitter, happy birthday to Twitter. Just like any social media platform, there's some good and some bad.
You're a regular user.
I follow along. I don't do a lot of posting unless it's about my hockey broadcasts. Or it's about Little House on the Prairie. Stranger Things debuted on this date in Netflix. I know you don't stream, you don't watch a lot of Netflix shows, etc. But this one is as hot as they come. It took the world by storm beginning here today. Stranger Things 2016. And then 2018 in the news.
This 8-year-old girl is being dubbed the Queen of Sweden after her epic discovery. She was looking for skipping rocks in a lake. And then Saga Vanacek pulled this ancient sword from the water. This is estimated to be about 1,500 years old. Experts say it could have belonged to a Viking in the Iron Age. The girl's family actually moved to Sweden from Minneapolis. Her dad is a big Minnesota Vikings fan, Maria. If he finds the right auction house, he can go to all the Vikings games he wants.
A 1,500-year-old sword. Maybe it was something from Thor that he had used as
well.
He
might have been.
That was this day, 2018.
I had not heard that. That was good.
Birthdays, the son of John Wayne, Patrick Wayne Neal. He was in Big Jake.
He was. He played one of John Wayne's sons, oddly enough. And, of course,
tough role.
His John Wayne's youngest.
Had to study up for that
right,
one.
Right. John Wayne's youngest son at the time played his grandson in Big Jake.
Crazy. The lovely and talented Linda Ronstadt.
Oh, boy. What a great singer.
She kind of crisscrossed the lines of pop, rock, and country, crossed over a number of times.
Yes.
Pop standards and country classics. And she never met an Everly Brothers song that she didn't want to cover and make another hit out of.
Right.
So 74 for Linda Ronstadt. Artemis Pyle, drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd.
He survived the plane crash.
Does a nice job. He was out at the... the Rib Fest time or two. Weren't they going to bring him back?
Yes, they were this year. Yeah. They had him signed. But
so he's 72.
Maybe next year.
The body.
Well, gentlemen, I want you to know for a fact you're talking about two veritable legends in Pat Patterson and Ray Stevens and two very talented wrestlers who know.
Wait. Have you checked out the lateral deltoid lately?
The lateral deltoid?
Check that out. Anyway, getting back to Mr. Patterson and Stevens.
Jesse the Body Ventura, he was my favorite when I was watching the American Wrestling Association with the inverted body vice. And, of course, his interviews and promos were absolutely fabulous.
Nobody
he had
better.
The gift of gab. And
nobody better.
Only made sense that he went into politics then.
Yeah. Yep.
So Jim Janos, born in Minneapolis, this date, 1951. Jesse the Body Ventura. He is 69 here today. Well, yesterday we had Jack from Lost, Today we have John from Lost. Oh, it's just a coincidence.
Do you really think all this is an accident? That we, a group of strangers, survived? Many of us with just superficial injuries? You think we crashed on this place by coincidence? Especially this place?
Did, you know, I only watched the first two seasons of that. Did they ever get off the island, or did they end up, what did the professor help them?
Yeah.
Did the Harlem Globetrotters ever show up and they played a basketball game with
They did. They took them on.
That's what I thought. So that's Terry O'Quinn.
He was in the new Hawaii 5-0 for a while, too.
Good for him. Yeah, 68.
Just give me the sign.
Lead singer from Ambrosia.
Nice.
This, my friends, and the Bob Almanac is Yacht Rock.
We were listening to it out on the pontoon of the sandbar.
It's almost state law that you have to wear or listen to. You have to wear your Yacht Rock clothes, and you have to listen to Yacht Rock when you're out on the yacht.
We did listen to this, yes.
David Pack is 68.
So want some action. I want to hear your action.
I never knew that she was Cajun. Action.
The things we learn. Pretty good.
That was from the movie soundtrack of Love at First Bite. George Hamilton is the vampire. Where's the disco ball when you need it? Alicia Bridges is 67. ESPN NHL hockey analyst Barry Melrose.
But the roots of hockey hair culture are here in the North Star State. This is the land of 10,000 locks.
Little Minnesota, Minnesota, Barry Melrose came here, did a whole story, ESPN thing, on hockey hair at the state hockey tournament. Barry Melrose was a coach and a player, too. He's 64. What time is it, Neil?
I'd like to think it's TV theme time.
Willie Ames, he's the one who wanted to be in charge, but instead it was Scott Baio. He was from Eight Is Enough as well. Willie Ames is 60 today. Forrest Whitaker.
Welcome to Saigon, sir.
You can put an eye out with that.
God, it's warm, huh?
Warm? No. This is a setting for London broil.
I'm Private First Class Edward Montesquieu Garlick at your service, sir.
Well, first thing, Garlick, is you got to requisition a new name.
So we get a Mean Gene Okerlund cameo, and we get a Robin Williams cameo as well. Forrest Whitaker from...
That's a good day.
Good morning, Vietnam. He's 59.
Goodbye, Mr. Foley.
Not yet, Brigitte Nielsen. That's her from Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Two, yes.
She's the tall blonde. What is she, like 6'8"? I mean, she was very
tall. She's a tall lady.
57. Probably the best rapper name ever, Jim Jones. You had all these elaborate rapper names that rhyme and... Our alliterations and all these things, abbreviations and acronyms, but Jim Jones, rapper, is 44, and he's young Sheldon.
Yes, Sheldon.
Per the student dress and grooming code, this boy's hair is too long. This boy is wearing sports attire outside of a designated area, and this girl's blouse is diaphanous, which means I can see her brassiere.
He is young Sheldon. And, of course, Old Sheldon is voiced by Jim Parsons. It's one of the big hits on the CBS television network. Mm-hmm. Ian Armitage is 12.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. Do you have a Rembrandt in your home? Rembrandt, the artist, 1606, 650 oil paintings, 2,000 drawings. The guy worked hard. 1606.
That sounds like somebody's actually bored.
Can you recite 'Twas the Night Before Christmas? Most of us can. Pretty well known. Clement Moore wrote it, 1779. He was Mongo, and he was Alex Karras.
Mongo only pawn in game of life.
Now, you also have to remember, he was the sheriff in the movie Porky's.
Yes.
And, of course, he was Webster's, adopted father.
Yeah, he was a fine actor, fine defensive tackle for the Detroit Lions most of his career. Former football player turned actor Alex Karras, born on this day, the year was 1935. Remember Jan Michael Vincent?
What time is it?
Once again, it's TV theme time. Is this Airwolf?
Yes, it is.
Nice. It's Airwolf.
I mean, what an honor for Jan Michael Vincent to be able to work with Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, huge.
And how believable is it that Ernest Borgnine is a pilot and a mechanic for a highly sophisticated helicopter? It was basically Knight Rider in the air is what this show was.
Yeah.
It was Kit, but Kit as a helicopter.
Yeah, I don't see that as good casting. Jan Michael Vincent was born on this day, 1944.
Well, Ernest Borgnine had signed like a 5-project deal with NBC. One of them was his cameo on Little House on the Prairie way back in 75. Mm-hmm. So back into the 80s, that was the last one. They had to get him on a show or they're going to owe him millions of dollars. So we'll just throw him on there. And this helicopter show isn't going to last anyway.
People will believe it.
Exactly.
Sure. And one more, Franklin Seals. He was Dexter Stuffins on Silver Spoons and some other things. He was born on this day, 1952. And they're gone, but not forgotten.
Your staff forgot one of the folks that perished in that plane crash with Patsy Cline.
Oh.
Well, I went to a turkey roast down the street. The people down there eating like wild geese. I'm on my way. I'm going back to Alabama.
Cowboy
Copas. 1913. He, Hawkshaw Hawkins, yep, and Patsy Cline.
Yeah, we cannot forget about Cowboy Copas.
Nope. Now
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with, let's see, who do we have here today? Radney Foster, Nobody Wins is an option. Roseanne Cash, My Baby Thinks He's a Train. Or Earl Thomas Conley, Don't Make It Easy for Me.
It's one of my very favorites from ETC. Let's do it.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG.